I'm Julian Day, and you're listening to NMA. Another installation artist at Waveform 2001 was Garth Payne. Garth's worked in both Australia and Europe, and this year will be lecturing in music technology at De Montfort University in Leicester. His work involved a sonic weather station.
I'm Garth Payne, and I call myself these days a composer and an installation artist because I tend to mix the two up. So whilst I still have a compositional practice for dance and theatre and works just for their own right, I find myself more and more interested in space and the way in which we can reflect upon the human experience and the human condition within the sort of installation art realm. Which doesn't necessarily need to contain a visual element, but is taking the work out of the pre-recorded and perhaps fixed or even concert realm and placing it as an experiential work in which people can enter the work and experience the sense of the work and hopefully go through some cognitive processes about actually how they relate to the work, how they relate to the environment that it's trying to reflect upon and, dynamically engage in that in some form. It's a sort of challenge of building installation art and data-driven interactive works is that one has to actually design the instruments. You don't just go, I'm going to write a tune for piano or violin or whatever, the orchestra. You have to actually perceive what the instrument might sound like and then pursue that and make that instrument and see if that sounds useful to you, which often it doesn't, and try and refine that. And then you actually have to define the performance practice, if you like, the way in which that instrument's actually performed by the interaction with people or the environment and so on. It's quite an interesting development, I think, in sort of 20th century and electroacoustic, electronic practices, media art practices, which is quite different, perhaps, from the compositional practices of the last century.
It's incredibly holistic. You're conceiving of all the points of interface between your idea and the receiver.
Yeah, it's possibly also problematic. If you have a really good violin maker, he makes a very good instrument. And that instrument sounds very well. And if you're trying to do all of those things, it means that it becomes a time issue. and it becomes an issue of sort of where one's priorities go, I guess. But whilst it's very fulfilling to make the instruments and to make that whole process as you describe, sometimes I think, oh, it'd be really nice to have a really good instrument maker, and go along to them and say, look, I really like this sound and I'd like to get something like this sound, but with this timbre that I also perceive over here, and for them to be able to make that for me and for me to then use that in the compositional process. But yeah, it's also fulfilling to take that journey myself.
Well, often in particularly electronic work, there's this almost obsessive interest in what equipment did you use to make it, and almost a technology fixation.
Yeah.
But you're saying that the art result is the most important validator.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, and from that sense, I come from a sort of humanist perspective. My interest is in reflecting the human condition, reflecting our experiences in the world. And so I don't come from the compositional stream, which is perhaps more academic and theory-driven. And within looking at new media art, to use the sort of loose generic term, and I've been fortunate enough to take work to international festivals over the last few years, and I often look around at these works that are using millions of dollars, often some of them in computing equipment and so on. And I think that all that I see is the technology. I see people that are clever at developing ways of using the technology. And I'm very, very aware of the technology. And I think this is very true in virtual reality, where one has sort of pre-constructed, pre-mediated paths. And and you can go into that environment and you can travel the predetermined paths. But actually, you become a slave, enslaved to the technology. And because I think new media arts is really still at the sort of very developmental stage, we still see a lot of that. But I think, in fact, in order to reflect the artistic intent, which has to be of primary importance and which obviously needs to be driving the work, the technology itself has to become totally translucent. We have to lose the technology. We have to lose the 2 years of development time, the custom-built electronics, all the programming that goes on, all the hard slog and the sweat has to be the tool only to allowing the artistic intention to be communicated.
Implicit in that, though, is that you are using a new object, and obviously at some point there's been an active fight, if you like, between an idea and a technology. There's been an interrogation point.
Yes.
Isn't there always going to be a tug and pull between the idea in the end and then going to the next idea? You've still got to use some technology to get there. So there's always going to be a relevance.
Yes, technology. But, you know, I never heard Jimi Hendrix talk about the design of the electric guitar. I mean, these are issues that are inherent in every technology, but they shouldn't be the primary point of discussion. I guess that's my issue. So we don't go up to Yehuni Menu and ask him about his bowing technique unless we're a player and we happen to be in the rarefied environment of a masterclass. We don't even think about that. You know, we don't think about how Beethoven held the pen when he was writing his Ninth Symphony or whatever, you know, whatever is related to the technique of the craft that they're applying, we don't actually really want to think about as an audience member. Sure, as a student and a scholar we do, but as an audience member we want to transcend the craft to experience the artistic intent of the artist. And that's where new media arts has to go, in the same way that you transcend the skill of any of the great artists. When you walk into a museum and you look at a Rothko, you are spiritually transcended by that experience. You don't think about how
he stapled in the canvas on the edge of the
right. Yeah. You don't think about how he applied the paint to the canvas. You just go, whoa, and sit down. You know, I mean, that's like,
certainly don't open
that's
the
where we need to get to.
Don't open the casing of your television to watch a program.
Right, exactly.
Watch the diode.
Exactly. Or, you know, if we take a current technology, you don't look inside the MP3 player to work out how it works. You just put music in there and listen to it.
Sound artist Garth Payne discussing his weather installation at Waveform 2001.